continue with our coverage from Abu Dhabi, and we're focusing on expats who are living in Abu Dhabi from South Africa. And at the very hotel where we are being housed, at the Hilton on the Corniche in Abu Dhabi, there's a South African from Cape Town, Mark Benneker, who is the guest relations officer. Goeiedag meneer, hoe gaan dit?
Good, yourself?
How long are you in Abu Dhabi now?
I came into Abu Dhabi at 2012 December, 23rd of December 2012, so I'm nearly here for 3 years.
And which part of South Africa are you from?
The mother city, Cape Town.
Fire lekker. Do you miss Cape Town a lot?
Yes, I miss it every day. I miss the food, I miss the people, I miss the culture, I miss the love back home, you know.
Tell us about your activity at the hotel.
My role is very out there. It's right there. We welcome the guests. You are our point of contact, the first point of contact. Any problems, any issues, any suggestions, I sort out all that. In the executive lounge as well, looking after high profile guests, looking after all guests.
Back in South Africa, there are many youngsters who dream of having a job like yours. What's your message to those type of youngsters that there's always the opportunity of living the dream?
I would say work hard, go to school, finish school, get your matric certificate, it's worthwhile. I know back home in South Africa, the education is not that, it's not all that, but I mean, put in, it's not up to the teacher or your best friend to get your A marks or something, it's entirely up to you. So go for gold, get your 90, 95, almost 100%, aim for the maximum, study hard, apply, get your name out there, and just go for it.
You don't have much of a Cape Town accent. Did you lose that in the 3 years that you've been here?
I think so. Yeah, definitely. I think I lost most of my South African or Cape Town accent, because over here it's all international, so we really have to keep ourselves really professional. But there are that days where you meet the South African guest and you just speak your mother tongue and everything's just connected, I guess.
Are there lots of South Africans that visit Abu Dhabi, and particularly this hotel?
There's many official visits. I met a lot of officials from South Africa. I would say 10% of the time it's South African guests. People coming on leisure, people coming on business trips, big companies like IBM and Sanlam or stuff like that. But yeah. I am probably every month I meet a South African guest.
Abu Dhabi is a beautiful city, but nothing like Cape Town. What's your thoughts about Abu Dhabi?
Abu Dhabi, I wouldn't say it's all that. That's a lot of money. There's a lot of money in this country. It's a big city full of posh cars, big houses, people 16 year olds driving their GTRs, their cars that we cannot afford back home, you know, it's a big life. One thing I do admire about this country is the safety aspect. I could walk around here at 4 o'clock, 5 a.m. in the morning and nothing would happen to me. You could go to the mall, you could leave your wife going off to the Marina Mall or going to any mall basically, and she would feel completely safe. People are very loving here, especially the locals, the Emiratis. They're very, very loving.
I think that's very interesting, because many people have the notion that they're very racist.
I wouldn't say that. They if you get to know them, yes, if you meet them on the first time, they would come across as very arrogant and rude. But if you actually get to know them and if you have a conversation with them, give them a bit of your background, they're really nice people and they look after you.
What about accommodation? Yourself, there are many expats within the hotel and also within the entire city. Where are you all housed?
We house particularly outside of the hotel. We tend to be moved not too far away from hotel, especially if you work in a department as front office. They need you basically, because your normal 9 hours working, it's not just that day. Sometimes you have to extend to 10, 11, 12. 14 hours basically, so they try to keep us as close as possible.
Tell us more about working conditions. Is it difficult? You know, you spoke about sometimes going to 14 hours. How many days a week do you work, and do you get in adequate time to rest?
It all depends on your position, basically. There are some people that work 6 days per week. You get to 1 day off. The 6 days are like a 9-hour day. But some days it's hectic, like 12, 13, 14 hours. You go home to accommodation, you eat, you sleep, Skype with the family, and you do the same thing the next day. But there are the people with the higher positions that they work 5 days a week. You get Friday and Saturday off. And you basically enjoy it with the family, enjoy it with friends, go out to the malls, go to places like Nando's and stuff. So that's basically it.
Are you part of a South African clique that hang out together over the weekends, or are you more on your own?
Yeah, are a lot of South Africans, and I have two family members staying here as well that are South African. So we connect every weekend, every off. We set the date, we pray, we even have a South African butchery over here. So we buy meat, biltong, boerewors, and we just have a nice South African braai.
What is it that keeps you here?
The only thing keeping me right here now is my fiance.
What is it that you miss most about South Africa? You'll be returning shortly to South Africa. When you get back to South Africa, what is it that gives you that South African taste or the South African feeling that you look forward to? Is it some cook sisters or something?
Definitely. I miss the cook sisters. I miss the roti and curry. I miss the knickknacks, the simple things as knickknacks, or just a packet of cracker snack, you know. The simple things in life, but I miss family, basically. I miss my mom. I miss everything back home.
Mark, thank you very much for chatting to us, and all the best for the future.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Goodbye.